I have to tell you that I don't believe that there's ever been a time, never been a time in all of history when we haven't been called by as God's people to resist things that are going on in the world. There's never been a time. Jesus' time definitely was calling his disciples to go out and do something. He's calling us to do something. But today I'm going to talk a little bit about a call that happened much before that. And that was the call of Moses. And what Moses was called to do. See, the thing is that, as I said, in all of human history, we haven't been called, we've been called to resist. We've been called to do something about the things that are happening in the world. Now, there are times when you think back and you say, oh, well, that was a great time. That was an idyllic time. But under the surface, and for some people, it was not a good time. It was a time when there was hardship, when there was injustice that was happening. And that was what was happening in Moses' time. Last week we heard about how Moses was born in a time when there was the Israelites had been put in slavery, and all of the baby boys were to be killed, and Moses was miraculously saved because all of the women that were around him that did something to find justice. They made it happen. Now, fast forward, a generation. Now Moses is, as we heard this story today, Moses has grown up. And as you know, if you've watched any movie, Charlton Heston or somebody else, you know that Moses found himself and realized that there was injustice in the world when he saw his people, the Israelites, being treated unfairly by the taskmasters. He knew that had been a command of the Pharaoh. And if you remember, Moses struck down one of those taskmasters and buried him in the ground and ended up having to flee Egypt. He left Egypt having lived a life of privilege. He left Egypt knowing that he had lost all of that privilege. And he went to a place called Midian. Now Midian is about as far away from what his previous life had been. Because in the previous life, he lived with the Pharaoh and had all of this stuff. In Midian, he was charged with caring for the sheep of his father-in-law. That was his job. He didn't really have any property of his own. And he was wandering the hills in a remote place. And that's when God called him. We have this image up here of the burning bush. That's when God called Moses. Now, it's probably the most famous story, maybe the most famous story in the Bible. There's very few people who would not know that this story exists. It's been movies, pictures, artwork. You type in Google, it pops up. Burning bush is a symbol of something. It's been a symbol for generations of something that has inspired people. And I think I'll tell you what I think the reason is. See, Moses found that he was out wandering with his sheep, keeping the flock together. And he noticed this bush and he turned and he went to it. And God told him to take off his shoes, that he was in a holy place. And then God told him what his task was going to be. That he was going to go back to Egypt, to the place where he knew he was in trouble. And that he was going to lead his people out back to the land that God had promised. That was going to be Moses' task. And that's when Moses said, hold on one second. I've got them listed down here. Lists, kill me here. So I'm gonna go here. And first thing is, he says, who am I to do this? How could I do this? It's me. Look at what I've done in my life. And God said, I'm calling you. And he said, well, I don't really know your name, so I'm not quite sure that I'm going to do this. I can't possibly do this task, because if I go there and people ask me your name and I don't know it, then they're not going to believe that I'm doing that. And that's my next excuse, is that I just don't know your name. And God said, I'll tell you my name. Not that you'll be able to translate it. But I'm going to tell you what my name is. That's not an excuse either. Now, those are the ones we had in our reading today. There's also if. What if they don't believe me? When I go there, I've been away. I've been in Midian for years. I've been wandering and watching the sheep of my father-in-law. How would the people that are on the ground in Egypt, how will they believe me? How will the Pharaoh believe me? I was the one who broke his commandments. But God said, I will be there with you no matter what. And then Moses said, I'm not a very eloquent speaker. I kind of stutter here and I really am not very good at this. And God said, well, that's okay, because there's other people that will help you. Aaron will help you. And I'm going to post him in that position. I give you all of these excuses because that's the way we live our lives. We know that there are things out there that need to be changed. We know that the world is in need of people resisting what's happening. But we start to list off all of the excuses about why we can't do anything about it. But I think the reasons that Moses gave, Moses being unsure of his call and why he was called, is exactly why he was called. God was not looking for a perfect person. He wasn't looking for a powerful person. He wasn't looking for an eloquent speaker. God was looking for somebody who could identify that there was injustice in the world. And that was what Moses could do. He had seen injustice when he was in Egypt, and he did something about it. And he felt bad about it because he killed somebody. But he could identify that there was injustice in the world, and God knew that deep in his heart there was something that could change the world. And he was called. Our challenge as Christians today is to realize that there is injustice in the world. As I said before, it's been around for all of human history. The challenges that we have is to identify what that injustice is and then to do something about it. To remember that we are called to make the difference in the world. What are some of the injustices that exist today? Racism. Sexism. What is this? Poverty.
Anger.
Homelessness. Famine. Homelessness.
Jesus
is going to do something about it. I don't know if that's the... generally, Elaine, Jesus is always a good answer. Maybe not exactly right here.
Persecution.
Any other things that are right there? They're around us. We are people that have a lot of stuff. We have a lot of power. But what God is looking for are people who can see that injustice exists. Because if we can see it, then we can accept God's call. We can accept the call of the burning bush. That is a sign to us of what we're supposed to be doing in this world. We've got to realize that injustice exists, and then we can do something about it, whether it's by ourselves or with a group of people like we have here at St. Patrick's. That is the work that God is calling us to do and be. So I encourage you to think about the injustice that exists around you every day of your life. Think about ways that you can make a difference. Think about the ways that you can change the world. Because every one of us has that power. It may not be as dramatic as Moses confronting Pharaoh, but it will be something that will bring God's kingdom to light. Jesus said, Those who lose their life for my sake will gain it. That's the gospel message. It's our message as Christians. And realizing the injustice that exists around us is the key point of who God is calling. So pay attention. Find those injustices and do something about it. Amen.